This week on Video Death Loop.
They are the immortal damned.
Plus, get the scissors. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, John the Animal Hurst. It's back. He's got his nickname again. The
two-time
Animal.
Two-time champion. Two-time animal.
Two-time animal.
He was
one kind of an animal, and then he was another kind of an animal, or the same kind of an animal again.
Just kept animaling it up. We've talked about Rob Schneider's The Animal. We had a whole episode based on it at one point, but
more or less.
But I mean,
as much as any of our episodes are based on anything that we're actually watching.
I'm gonna make an addendum to what we do. We said in that a couple episodes ago, you can improve anyone's nickname by calling them like blank The Animal blank.
Sure.
I don't think Rob the Animal Schneider, I don't think that works. I think he's got it taken away from him, actually.
I mean, in latter days, I don't think Rob Schneider deserves much of anything.
True. True.
I went to that dude's Twitter.
Eternally online, that dude.
And that was a mistake. That ruined a lot of 90s movies for me that weren't, didn't have a lot to ruin in the first place.
Right. Yeah, but it's also at the same time, after making the animal, I think you lose your ability to be named the animal at that.
Fair.
Like Rob the Animal Schneider is no more.
Rob the human. Yeah. He doesn't get to be a cool animal. John, if you get the power, okay, since you're two animals.
Okay.
You get the powers of two animals. Ooh, and all right. I don't know. I guess you can still be a human. You can still have, not saying that you're going to lose any human powers, but you can just augment, your existing, attributes with animal attributes. And you can take their appendages or not if you want, I guess. What are you going for?
I might start with the power of kangaroo legs.
Kangaroo legs. Okay.
Yeah. So you can get that balance in there. Get a little kicking going on.
Get going.
Yeah. Seems like it'd be handy.
That's fair. I mean, if you want to run. But do you do a lot of running?
No. But maybe if I had kangaroo legs, I might reconsider that position. Let me put it that way.
I want to say that I think kangaroo legs are probably, when you're talking about mobility, if we're just talking sort of horizontal on the ground, mobility, I don't think they're all that more effective than humans. I don't know what the top speed of a kangaroo is, but I bet Usain Bolt is faster than a kangaroo. I just bet he is.
I mean, maybe at the 100 mile, yeah, probably, but I don't, a kangaroo trying to go the 100 mile, I think I do think that is going to be a problem in the end. I think Usain Bolt will catch up. Maybe even if the kangaroo gets a head start there. But the kangaroo is going to be hopping along and be a threat. Imagine, and I'm sure in certain places of the world, imagine a kangaroo in a supermarket. I just want to hop along down the bread aisle.
You can't do that. Already you can do that.
Yeah, but not with kangaroo legs.
But how high do you think you're getting with a kangaroo? I just don't see a kangaroo. I feel like a kangaroo's legs. All in all, and I realize there's different sort of metrics that we can use for this, right? Horizontal movement, vertical hopping, I guess kicking ability.
Kicking ability, definitely.
I mean, that's a big one. But I think I'm going to say it's a wash. Horizontal for horizontal movement. I just don't think a kangaroo is going to be that much more effective at just kind of horizontal movement. I could see a world where a kangaroo's maybe 20 to 30% better at hopping up and down, at the height he's getting than a human. And then kicking ability, I don't know. I mean, there's some people that can kick pretty hard.
I bet I could kick better, though. And I think a kangaroo would go, legs would go a long way for that.
Okay, another by like what measurable percentage? 20%? 30%?
Yeah, that's all I need. It's just a little bit of extra kicking strength.
I'm just saying, you got two potential animal powers, and you're going for one that's like overall like a sort of combined improvement, like 15 to 20% over human.
Right.
I just think you can do better. I just think you could do. I mean, I guess if you're just funning it up, you just think it might be kind of fun. That's one thing, right?
Well, I just kind of want to hop around. Like maybe if I want to, maybe again in the grocery store, I'm looking for soup. I need to. It's over like 3 aisles out, and it's a grocery store I'm not familiar with. Maybe I hop a little bit higher and I say, "Oh yeah, the soup's over there."
I don't think you're getting to the top of the grocery aisle. I just don't think you're getting there.
I'm going to get there somehow.
Oh, I mean, sure, you can get there somehow. But I'm saying just your natural kangaroo leg powers. Okay, fine. It's your choice. Whatever. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm going to rate that choice D+. I think that was honestly a real shit choice.
All right, before I reveal my second animal power, what's your first animal power?
Fish water breathing.
Okay, that's so
pretty cool.
It's good at the like. It's
there's like a whole fucking DC superhero. It's his main powers. He breathes underwater.
Yeah,
you don't see kangaroo legs, man. Like all the kids love kangaroo legs, man. They can't wait for that new Warner Brothers movie about kangaroo legs, man.
He can't drive a car. It's impossible with his kangaroo legs.
But Aquaman, he's right. I hate DC Comics. We've gone over this. I'm not a fan of DC Comics.
Yeah.
But like that dude just basically has Aquaman has animal power. And it's like the best one, I think. Water breathing. 70% of the world. Okay, if we got to put percentages on this, 70% of the world is water. All right, okay. You are currently relegated to 30% of the world, John. You're talking about a 230% increase in your viable living area with one animal power, water breathing. Okay.
Is this on top of like normal breathing too, or just like
both? Yeah. I said you can augment. We're not taking it away. But even then, if you're going for, I mean, it's still a huge improvement. Maybe that's the 230%, right? So I'm saying it's 230% more. But like 30 to 70%, just move in the water, man. Ain't nobody gonna bother you in the water. You know it's not expensive in the water. A house, because fucking nobody lives in the water.
Yeah, but like
it's free real estate. It's free real estate, to quote the meme.
You're not wrong on that. Like it is free real estate. You can go move into whatever Roman times home that's still down there that you can recover. But you're not going to be able to bring your cell phone down there because your cell phone's
good
now.
Good. You want to take your cell phone? You want it? You want it?
I mean, like
I don't want it. I'd have to have it.
I need to call my mom or something. I don't know.
Your mom can come on out on a boat.
She doesn't have gills.
I'm not saying she visits the house.
I have to go visit her.
You never have to clean your house when your mom comes to visit because she cannot visit.
Also, the house is clean because it's perpetually wet. That's actually a pretty good point now that I think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Real quick, we have a thing we got to do on this podcast, but I do want to know what your second animal power is.
Okay. It might be influenced
rate my,
by whatever
rate my choice. Want. Rate my choice, though.
Oh, okay. You know what? Like, it's a good, solid B+.
B plus. In there. See, okay.
Yeah, not exciting, but it's pretty good.
But functional.
Functional. Yeah. Well, you saying kangaroo legs are not functional? I will show you these kangaroo legs so far.
Okay, go on. What's your second animal power choice?
I don't know. I want to see this video first that I do not know anything about, and then I will tell you.
All right. Yeah, I don't know, John. As the co-host, I feel like you don't get to pick when the video starts. So I want you to tell me what your next animal choice is.
Okay. What would be like? Okay, if I got to assume like I got to augment it with something because I did pick kangaroo legs on there. I got to do something.
You already got your fun one.
Maybe like additional like wings. Like I still have my arms, but like maybe wings have wings.
Wings are choice. Yeah, no, wings are correct. That's the correct one. That would have been my second one. That would have been A+. Like, A+ like choice.
Wings strong enough to actually carry a human body. That's important.
Yeah, Angel. Otherwise, from X-Men. Now we're doing Marvel. Okay, now we're doing Marvel. Yeah. The other guy with just basically an animal power.
Can you imagine, though, me coming down from the sky with my kangaroo-ass legs and landing on like a victim? Like, kangaroo flying, man, is going to beat up.
You fly down, and then you just, like, choke a dude out with your thighs?
Yeah.
There's probably people that would pay for that, let's be honest.
Absolutely,
There are more horny people ready for that than there are villains that you will have to punish with that.
Check my OnlyFans. It's incredible.
Check back onlyfans.com/kangaroo thighs.
Oh, that's probably real.
I summoned it into existence if it wasn't. All right, now as the host I've chosen, it's time to watch the video. You get it? You get how this works?
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Okay. So we have this thing on this podcast where the host gets to pick a video. The co-host does not know what it is, and also he doesn't get to fucking choose when we start it. But I do, because I'm the host this week. Next week, it's a different story. John can keep me. John can edge me along on this video as long as he wants to next week. But right now it's my time. All right, so we're gonna watch this movie on loop till we just can't take it anymore, and we're gonna start it in 3, 2, 1, go. Come on in, John.
Right, okay. What do you have waiting for me here? Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought it was gonna be like I saw a bunch of water and I thought it was Waterworld, but it's like no, I think this is something.
we've already watched Waterworld.
Have we watched Waterworld?
I don't know. This is the original trailer to Underworld from 2003. It's a movie about vampires and werewolves.
Yeah, they're fighting. And it's all like
the director's wife.
It's like this is a very blue movie. Like not in like content, it's just blue. Like it's color.
Yeah. Well, it's right. It's okay. Underworld, if you haven't seen it, it's like a very early 2000s like action movie, very much inspired by The Matrix. And The Matrix was like one of the first big movies to use like, what do they call it? Like chroma keying, color correction or whatever.
Chroma keying's pretty close to that. Yeah, like a lot of color correction going on.
Yeah, where they film it, but then they like lay this like some like shitty color tint over the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And The Matrix like famously kind of did green, but Underworld did blue. It's like nothing. There's nothing red in this movie. It's all just kind of blue and black. Yeah.
What would be the red version of this of the Hollywood movies? If there's the green, the RGB, the three of chroma key,
the three chroma key
movies.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, kind of. But I think like that was almost the entire movie was like had that weird kind of brick red color. It was almost like black and white, but except red and white. I don't know that anyone did the red chroma key or the red color correction.
I think I remember Sin City having a lot of red in there, like where they're like, you know, like the different colors that were going on with them.
Those like spot colors. I mean it was so like Sin City was like black and white and red, so I mean maybe Sin City is as close as we get. I don't know.
Aaron, I got a question for you though.
Yes,
the trailer brought of Underworld. This is the first one, right?
Yep, it's just Underworld, not Underworld Absolution, Resolution, Evolution, whatever they called the next ones. Yeah.
It does ask you a very important question at the end. It's like, which side would you choose between what looks to be vampires and werewolves?
Yes.
What side are you on?
Werewolves.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I just feel like it would be so irritating to be a vampire. There's just so much more, like, again, we're back to, like, functionality for me, right? I just want to know the biggest effect or the least problem that it's going to cause me. Mm-hmm. For sure, werewolves, cooler powers, okay?
Yes.
You can fly, you can live forever, you can, I don't know, drink blood. I mean, I guess I can already drink blood if I wanted to, but I choose not to.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
it's like not a power, that's a preference. Yeah.
Is being rich a vampire power, or is that just like a side effect of being a vampire?
It's because a side effect. I mean, if your first human life, like human economy is set up as such in the Western world as we know it. It's like you can kind of, if you sort of, you know, try and make, you know, reasonable investments, like hopefully by the end of your life, maybe you're not rich, but you're comfortable. Like it's still, I don't know if it's still doable. I know I hear lots of younger folks are having problems, like kind of getting their feet under them, and that sucks. But yeah. Like traditionally in the world of 2003, it was still kind of possible, maybe, which is when Underworld came out, by the way. It's still kind of possible to kind of maybe like retire comfortably. And so like after one lifetime, okay, now you're comfortable. Now you can kind of keep at it for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. and you just end up rich, right? Like you just, time-wise, if you're not an idiot, you're going to end up rich. Just buy some stocks and wait 100 years and you'll be fine.
So you're saying that the only way to own a house in the modern era is to have been a vampire for 100 years.
Yeah, pretty much. That sounds right.
Okay, that's a pretty good start. Like, you know, go. That seems like a better, more realistic goal than like what America has to offer sometimes with the way housing prices have been going. It's like, well, I guess I should become a vampire. Maybe I'll have a better chance in the future. Yeah.
If I vape enough, can I become a vampire?
Yeah.
Be like, what if there was a vape that let you turn into a vampire? That'd be sweet. Like, right? Like you vape blood and you turn into a vampire. That's how you get all the zoomers to become vampires.
This movie came out before vaping, and every one of these people look like they vape.
Oh my god, they definitely do. They definitely do. They definitely have a Juul in their back pocket. If Juul is still a thing, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Werewolf for me, I guess, because I bought a house before prices went crazy. Is that what's happening? Are all like everyone over, I don't know, 35 chooses werewolf because they bought a house already, and everyone that's younger wants to be a vampire so they can save up enough money to get that 2-bedroom, 1-bath on the corner.
Well, look. Let's look at like the evidence portrayed in this trailer here. All like the vampires. Every time they show a vampire, they're in a nice little house. They have their like class, their sophistication. They're drinking their blood and all that. Yep. In fact, the main character is dropping down from what looks to be a house. Now, every time it shows a werewolf, they're in like the sewer or on a train.
Yep.
Or like wandering about in like a desolate, you know, basement of some sort. Like it's there's that is the sides that we're choosing between here. Like that like there was like someone using a whip like in the sewer on a werewolf there. That's so what it looked like.
The vampires are dropping down to the sewers just to hit werewolves with their whips. I don't blame the werewolves. You gotta get rid of these bougie assholes.
Yeah. Like I'm team werewolf all the way. Like,
yeah man.
Like, get them, like, let them have a chance out there. Like, werewolves don't have to live. Like, I imagine if you become a werewolf, you have less time to live because you got to worry about dog years at that point.
You think dog years kick in for werewolves?
I think so. As soon as you become a werewolf, maybe like not in your human form, but every time you're like a werewolf, you got to worry about dog years.
Okay. So every once a month for one night, you age, you know, at 7 years to 1 year.
Yeah.
That will over time decrease. You know, you get an extra week a month. Essentially, it's an extra week a month. Yeah, because you get one day of werewolfing. So you're talking one seventh of your lifespan gone at that point. You're kicking off around like 65, 70, I guess, your average werewolf. Although I'm guessing living in the sewer does not help your life expectancy.
Doesn't help you. And not only that, when you become a werewolf, I assume your sense of smell enhances. So like living down there kind of sucks. At least one day.
Like, I feel like that's the worst place. That's the worst place for werewolves to set up their secret base. Like, is there not a less like full of sewage place that they could live that costs no money? Could they live in a, I don't know, a cave? Just like a regular ass cave that people don't poop in?
I mean, it's just, have you tried looking through the newspaper for caves where you don't poop in it? That's it's harder.
It's like $1,500 a month to rent that kind of place.
Yeah, one bed, got that kind of money. Toilet.
A clean cave? All right. Yeah. We missed their money over here?
Yeah, God, that's all the vampires took those years ago.
Yeah, they saw this coming back in the 1890s. They just bought some stock and waited.
Yeah, they bought cave stock.
Stock and caves. Hell yeah. Cave company. Just invest in caves. For what reason?
No one in this movie knows what weapon they're using, I think, because in this trailer, I've seen guns. I've seen, like, whips. I've seen, like, coins.
Throwing stars? Or some kind of, like, throwing star?
Like a bastard sword, it looked like at the end there.
All right.
Okay. Just like whatever we have to use to fight each other here.
I mean, I guess if some of them are like old vampires that learned like bastard sword, you know, in the 1700s or something. Mm-hmm. Like you're not gonna change to guns. Like I can't keep up with that.
Guns are a fad anyway.
Yeah, give it another 100 years and we'll be fighting each other with desks or something. They're heavy. You can hit people with them.
Yeah, you can use my kangaroo legs to kick them across the room.
It's too late, though. I'll already be down in the sewer breathing water, sewer water.
I mean, that is gross sewer water, but you are breathing under there.
I'm breathing it. Making it happen.
And this world is not just wet all the time. So I think you are getting the better advantage out there if you're in the underworld world.
The underworld, there's a lot of rain. And everyone's sweaty. And if they're not sweaty, it looks like they need to use some moisturizer. Mm. Either dry or very dry or very wet in this world. Nothing else.
There's a shot that happens where I forget the main character's name. I never actually watched any of these movies, but the lady in latex, that's your main character. Like they zoom in on her eye, but they like go back out where she's jumping off the building. It's like it never happened. It's just like they just did the zoom real quickly. It's like, I don't know what that was for, but okay.
It's to give us a cool shot for the trailer to play some sort of low budget Linkin Park over.
Kate Beckinsale. That's a.
Yep. Yeah, she's got a sword that last shot, didn't she?
Yeah, she's jumping with us. Like the jumping just across the room, potentially with kangaroo legs. I'm not sure. I'm not going to, like, who knows? But
yeah, I mean, what if that's a secret vampire? You sign up to be a vampire. Great. You get your vampire powers, you know, the flying, invisibility, drinking blood. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we don't advertise this. But you got kangaroo legs now. It's like, well, okay. That's great. I see why you don't advertise it.
Yeah, it's kind of eternal.
It's the and more. You know, in the brochure, like, join the vampires. You get invisibility, flying, leather pants, and more.
The leather and pants are there to hide the kangaroo legs. Mostly.
Yeah, I guess.
Meanwhile, the werewolves just have like, we found the scrap of paper on the ground. It's slightly wet.
Yeah. They just put like a big paw print on it. And underneath they wrote, please.
It's like spelled werewolf.
Yeah. Here's our literature.
Have you heard the good word about werewolves?
Join the werewolves now and you can live in the sewer. What a fucking, like, terrible pitch, right? Like, how do they probably are not They're not pulling in a lot of more werewolves. I think that's the problem. Like, at least the vampires, I think there's enough people to be like, oh, I kind of like the daytime. I want to go out in the daytime.
Yeah.
But then there's enough people, I think, that would, you know, want to live forever and save up to, you know, buy a home and whatever else that the vampires have going for them. Sexy ladies in corsets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna do some recruiting, even if you have to fight in a forever war against filthy shit dogs. Like, listen,
they shoot the floor randomly just to bring it down.
Yeah, there's an infamous scene, I guess. Like, kind of the one scene I remembered from this movie was where she spun in a circle and shot the floor until it collapsed underneath her. I did see this movie. I saw this movie when it came out, and I thought it was not great. Which is, like, it obviously, like, a person in 2024 is going to look at this and be like, that movie doesn't look good at all. But right. In 2003, it feels like if this movie was going to be enjoyed by anybody, it would have been in 2003.
Yeah.
And, like, I was, 21 in 2003? Like, this should have definitely, not 21, shit. Yeah, 21.
Well, yeah, this movie came out when we were in college, I think.
Yeah, so, I should have been, like, definitely the target audience. I was like, well, that movie was pretty bad, all in all.
I think I remember the second one of these coming out in the like, not the theater, the theater where all the good movies came from, the theater where it was, like slightly little bit smelly and had, like, you know, like, would show random art films occasionally. But they had Underworld 2 also for some reason in there. And I remember looking across the way where the theater was in. It's like, really? They made a second? Oh, okay. All right. Good for them.
They made more than that. I think they made like 4 to 5 of these.
They kept warring. They, like, you I know, mean, vampires they made, got a war.
They made money. Like, there's definitely, there was an appetite for this to some capacity. Just saying that I myself did not think it was a great film. But it was also one of those movies, it was before comic book movies, which I think was very important for it to succeed, because you just, you know, if you were people watched movies back then, you're like, oh, what are we going to do this weekend? Let's go see a movie. And then you look and you're like, okay, well, there's probably a movie where, like, someone's smooching. There's probably a movie where somebody's sad. And then there's a movie where there's, like, vampires and werewolves. And, like, none of your friends would want to go see. Like, you could not get a consensus to go see the smoochy movie or the sad movie. It's like, well, let's go see the one with vampires, I guess. That sounds fine. You can sit in the dark and eat popcorn. It's fine. This is fine. We don't have streaming yet. It's okay.
You bring up an excellent point, though. I think, like, if this movie was made now, this would definitely be like Morbius or Madame Web or Morbius 2 or something.
Yeah, this movie's definitely morbid time in this movie.
Yeah, it's there would be in 2022 or 2023 or 2024, where we are right now, like, there would be an executive going like, you know what, that seemed like an all right movie. We're going to make a few million off it. But what if we had the Marvel tie-in? Or a DC tie-in.
What if it was Blade Underworld?
God, you know someone.
Wesley Snipes is not invited back.
Wesley Snipes did not invite me to the P90 program. So it's a Snively reminding him that he's not allowed.
It is Wesley Snipes in Blade, right?
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God. I thought I remembered that, but it's been a long fucking time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I need to watch it. Like, remember Blade 1 and 2 being pretty good movies?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Little
I don't dark, remember like, anything like real. I don't remember anything about Blade. I mean, I saw them, like, all of them, I think. But it was just one of those, like, let's go see the vampire movie, I guess. It was one of those choices.
Yeah. It was kind of that was the 90s movie call at that point. It's like, let's go to the lobby. Let's go see a vampire movie.
Yep. Just show up. It's roughly 7 o'clock. There will be some vampires somewhere.
Yeah. Could be Interview with the Vampire. Could be Bram Stoker's Dracula. Could be Blade. could be this movie. Like, no, this movie would be after, but yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of choices, a lot of vampire choices in the 90s and early 2000s.
Could be Dracula 3000.
Dracula 3000 could be Twilight if it was some years later.
Yeah, Twilight.
Not that many years later, though. Not that many years later.
Twilight's all the underworld. It's like, what if we had less swords?
Yeah, what if we took this bad movie and just kind of made it about... Also, it was a movie where someone was sad and they smooched. They combined all three, John. Yeah. They combined all three to make Twilight. Someone's sad, they're smooching, and there's vampires? Holy shit.
Yeah. And once again, like, the vampires had a nice... Vampires had a nice house, and the werewolves had a house, but I think it was like they were mostly in the forest.
Yeah, exactly. They at least moved out of the sewers.
Yeah, yeah.
The sewers were, they figured that out. They figured out, guess what? It's probably not great to live next to shit.
No, no, it's true.
Oof. Oh boy, yeah. This is, I don't think I've ever wanted to see a movie less after watching its trailer over and over than Underworld.
Can we retroactively like tell them, can we publish the Underworld DVD just so we can put that at the back on box quote? It's like, I've never wanted to see a movie less. Aaron the Animal Littleton.
And further parentheses, animal choices, fish. And eagle wings. What if you wish for eagle wings and just got regular sized eagle wings? Like, they wouldn't do anything. You're just like, shit. Now I have these uncomfortable eagle wings that I have to deal with.
You know, when life gives you eagle wings, you make eagle like things, I guess. Like, I would probably use like a fan, maybe.
I would get them surgically removed. I'm sorry.
I would mess with people. I would definitely mess with people.
There's no way I'm leaving actual eagle-sized wings stuck onto my back. Mm-hmm. No way at all. Like, they're just going to get caught in all of your shirts.
True. You're going to have to make holes in every one of them.
Your feathers are going to get pulled. They would not slow you down, even if you were falling any reasonable, like, speed, right? You would just fall and you'd flap your wings. And it would be kind of sort of pathetic and funny to watch you fall to your death while trying to, like, flap your little eagle wings to stop.
And if you try to go back up, you can't go on an elevator because you're just going to, all your wings are just going to bother everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sorry. It's the convention experience. It's the I dressed as an angel convention experience.
Yeah. I think I'm tapping. I think I can't, like, I think I need to get these wings removed.
Yep. How do you even ask a doctor to surgically remove wings? It's like, listen, I was doing a podcast and a conversation came out. Turns out my podcast does have the power to grant wishes. We didn't realize it. Now I have these actual eagle-sized wings.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. And like a tattoo, as soon as I got the wings, I realized it was a terrible mistake and I need them gone.
Unlike a tattoo, this could be solved with scissors.
Oh, God.
And a local. And a local.
Oh, yeah, that was... Man, we knew how to make a generic-ass movie in the 2000s, didn't we?
We sure did. We sure did. Or a thing that would become a generic-ass movie. I mean, I guess even at the time, it felt pretty generic because it felt like such a huge Matrix ripoff.
Yeah.
Like, without the inspiration. With just like, oh, we played a lot of World of Darkness. I played a little bit too much Vampire the Masquerade. And I'm making a movie now.
Oh, that is definitely someone's White Wolf campaign turned to life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Aaron, I would like you to guess how many Underworld movies there are.
They're all films. Hmm. Were they all theatrical releases or did...
Yes. Yes, they all were, actually.
Okay. five. I think five, because I think we got the original trilogy, and then I feel like there's maybe another one, and then like one that came kind of hilariously later than all the rest of them. Or is there six? Or is there six? No, there's five. There's five.
No, no, Aaron, I think you are, you got it right. Got it in one. Not only are there five, one, actually, you know, they're kind of spaced evenly apart now that I think about it. There's five of them, and they were like every 3 or 4 years, they just put out a new one. Just, why not?
Yeah, just make another Underworld.
Yeah.
Make a few bucks. I'd say I would not call that franchise dead. When was the last one that came out?
2016.
Yeah. If a new Underworld came out, I don't think anyone would blink. I don't think they'd be like, wow, Underworld's back. It's more like Underworld never left.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, finally, it's about time for that. I thought it was like every 4 years, like the Olympics.
Just about. Just about. You got the Olympics, Underworld movies, games from Team Japan on the Sony PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of consoles. Eco. Yeah. Shadow of the Colossus. The third one.
The Last Guardian?
The Last Guardian, yes.
Yeah. That was the one I was like, I don't know it. I don't know if anyone actually... You own a copy, and I don't even think I think I've seen you play it once.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Actually, I think I own two copies, because I'm pretty sure it was on PlayStation Plus at some point.
Oh, well, good.
So I have a physical copy and a digital copy. And yeah, it's I didn't finish that game. Didn't do it. But no vampires, no leather pants.
No. Mm-mm. No. Do you think you have to go buy your leather pants as soon as you become a vampire, or do you think they're just given to you?
Like, yeah, it's like a uniform, I think. You know, it's like, I mean, it's sort of intentional. Like every vampire lore I've ever heard, vampiring does not happen accidentally. It's an intentional thing that happens. And so I think most vampires, they're going to have a welcome box for you. Open it up. Here's your leather pants.
Oh, that's nice.
Here's a list of insults to call werewolves if you run into them.
It has a little mirror in there just to make sure it's like how to know if you're a vampire, and it just like it has like a little smiley face because you can't see yourself, stupid. It's like the HR department of vampires is insufferable. Let me just put it that way.
Oh God, if vampires have HR. Yeah, I bet fucking werewolves would never deal with human resources.
No.
Werewolf. I guess it's VR, vampire resources.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely vampire resources for sure.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in to the show. Come back next week. John Hurst will be your host. You can send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. Make sure to subscribe, tell your friends. Helps us out a lot. And folks, in the meantime, have a nice week. Bye.
Bye.